You're listening to Shh, My Kids Are Asleep, and I'm your host, Rachel Nix. Episode 9, Fish. No, this is not a cooking podcast, so just relax. It's not a fishing podcast either. Nope, this episode has nothing to do with cooking or the great outdoors. No. All right, it does have to do with fish, though. So my kids wanted fish, and I have this like giant fish tank. Well, it's really not mine. It's my husband's, but it was empty because the fish died in it. He had these like massive, massive koi inside the fish tank, and they just like died. We had them for years. And so I was like, sweet, they're dead. It sounds worse than it really was, but I was like, sweet, they're dead. We could get rid of that fish tank. And my husband drug his feet so long. Hold on. Before I get into the fish, when you're married, there are things that you fight about that are like, they deserve all the passion in the world. You're just like, I'm right and you're wrong. And they're like, I'm right and you're wrong. Just lots of passion, okay? Tons of passion. Well, there are also things that you don't fight about because you're like, it's not worth the energy, but I know that one of us is going to win this. Like, someone's going to win it. I don't know who. It might be me, might be them. Who knows, right? The fish tank, the giant fish tank, was one of the not passionate arguments. It was like, yo, I want that to go. And he was like, why? And that was the argument. And then it became silent. And it was like me just like not encouraging more fish to go inside the tank and him encouraging more fish to go into the tank so that he could keep it. But if I didn't, I was like, okay, one day that fish tank is going to leave. Well, the day came. And I don't know about you, but oh, hey, school's back. I don't know about you. I said that because before school starts, I like to get my house in order. Like before kids leave out the door to go to school all day, I like my house in order. Like I like us to be in a routine. I like the house not to be destroyed. I just like a little bit of normalcy, organization, not crazy summer, loads of laundry everywhere, dishes to the sky because kids eat nonstop. I just wanted a little normalcy. So the house was like spick and span. I'm sitting in my clean living room and there it is, the fish tank. And I'm just staring at it and I'm like, he didn't get rid of the fish tank yet. And my husband's off out of town on business, of course. So I'm like, okay, I got two choices. The fish tank wasn't fully emptied, by the way. So I could empty the fish tank. Or I could turn it on, put a couple things in it, turn on the air, turn on the temperature gauge thingy, change the filters, and add a couple fish. Or I could empty it, clean it, and then try to sell it before he got back into town. So, what do you think I did? No, I didn't sell it. I should have sold it, right? I should have sold the fish tank, but I didn't sell the stupid thing. I didn't sell the fish tank. First of all, it's super heavy. I can't lift that sucker by myself. Second of all, I know you're like, you should know. No. Second of all, getting the water out of it would have taken several like bucket trips. And I'm not about that life. Let's be real. I don't want to empty his fish tank. Like if I wanted to like really win the silent war, I could have, because I would have just took 5 million trips and got the buckets of water out and then sold his fish tank and been like, here's some money, go buy something because this is what your fish tank sold for. But instead, no, I was like, it'll be totally easier if I just fill this bad boy all the way up to the top and do what I listed a few seconds ago. What I did not expect was for my kids to come home after school and see the fish tank going and say, are we gonna go get fish? And I was like, yeah, man. Sometimes kids say things and you think that they are on the same page as you, but they're not on the same page as you. Oh no, oh no, no, no. Those kids are only looking out for themselves. That's exactly what they were doing. Are we going to go get fish? Implying, are we, the children, going to get fish for ourselves? Ugh! I should have seen it coming. I'm a veteran mom, okay? I have a 12-year-old. I should have saw this coming, but I didn't. We get to the fish store, and my 7-year-old is like, hey, mom, I want this fish. And I'm like, that's a betta fish. It can't go in the big fish tank. And she's like, I know. It's for me. And I thought to myself, $5 fish. Whatever, girl. Live your life. And this is when I realized I'd been duped. My two older daughters come up to me and they're like, Mom, we found fish for our fish tank. And I'm like, whoa. You found fish for whose fish tank? And they were like, our fish tank. And I was like, that big fish tank in the living room is not yours. It's your dad's. And they were like, no, our fish tank in our room. And I was like, oh, man. Because I forgot that they had fish tanks. And they did. They had fish. I know. You're like, girl, how did you forget? Because I was dealing with the Gigantor fish tank. That's how I forgot. Yes, I walked through my house. Yes, I know what we have. But yes, I also forgot about the fish tanks. Needless to say, those children took the initiative to have their fish tanks prepped so that I went to the fish store, they could get fish. I know. They're winners. They are clearly winners because, yeah, they got fish. So everybody got a fish, even the baby. She got a fish. She's not a baby. She's 4, but I call her the baby because she's the baby of the family. So the baby picks this gorgeous betta, rest his soul, her soul, whatever soul it is, rest the fish's soul. Because have you ever seen Finding Nemo? The original Finding Nemo where the dentist has his niece come visit him and he's like, oh, look, I got you a gift. And it's really Nemo and she just like shakes the crud out of the fish that he gives her and they're always dead. Yeah, that's what my little daughter did. She was like so excited. She didn't know what she was doing. She just shook it. And I was like, whoa. Somebody get her while she's causing a tsunami in this poor betta fish's cup. So my older daughter took the betta fish and it looked fine like when I paid for it and when we got home. Yeah, turns out that it did not survive the night. Well, it was not the only fish that did not survive the night. So my second oldest daughter came up to me and I was relaxing in my clean living room. And she's like, Mom, super upset. I'm like, what, dude? She's like, one of my fish died. I'm like, oh, that's so bad. Oh, I did forget. Yes, I did get 4 fish for my husband's big tank, 2 giant goldfish, and like, you know, those sucker fish, because I'm too lazy to clean that tank like continually. So I threw some sucker. I know the sucker fish have names too, but you know, the fish that suck on the side of the tank and they just like eat the stuff. I don't know what they're called, but I call them sucker fish. And the people at the fish store knew what I was talking about when I said I want 2 sucker fish. They went right to the fish that I have in my tank right now. So, yeah. Anyways, so my daughter came out and she was so upset. And she was like, one of the fish died. I was like, that's okay. You've got like 5 more. So then she comes running out again 10 minutes later. And she's like, oh my gosh, all my fish died. And I'm like, what? That is so weird. Because I checked their tanks. Everything was good. And she was so sad. I should not be laughing, but she was pretty upset. I was like, it's okay. I'll message the pet shop and I'll find out if we can bring them back and get you a new fish. So she's like, okay, super upset. So we go back to the fish store and on our way, the girls are telling me about how the 4-year-old, it was not the tsunami / earthquake of her shaking the fish that caused the issue with the fish. Oh, and also don't come for me. Like, this is why they have fish, so we can learn how to care for animals. Because I know someone's like, you are such a horrible person. You let those kids like traumatize or like hurt fish. No, none of this was done maliciously. So let me put that disclaimer out there. But my daughter, the 4-year-old, apparently wanted to pet her fish. So I had to teach her that we don't pet fish. Because it turns out that The beta fish probably died from injury. But I didn't know this until I had pulled up to the pet store. And the girls were telling me on the way there that their little sister had picked up the fish by its fin to pet it. And the fin broke off. So, like, I think that maybe the fish died of injury. Like, now I think that's what it died from. I thought it was, like, her tsunami earth. No, turns out that she tried to pet the fish. I didn't know this. Nobody told, none of the kids told me this till I'm sitting in front of the pet store. And I'm like, great. So now, FYI, as I sit here, the fish is alive that she got to replace it. But I go into the pet shop and I go to the fish area and the guy is like questioning me and he's like, you know, all the like ABCs of fish care. And I'm like, yeah. The fish are, they had their own tank. No, they didn't put any weird chemicals in the tank. No, I don't know what happened. Yeah, we got a fish filter. Well, it was at that exact moment when I said, yes, we have a fish filter in that tank, that it occurred to me that I don't think the fish filter was on, and the fish filter or the aerator were on, and I'm like, oh no, these fish probably died because there was not enough air inside the tank, because there's like, if you look at fish tanks, there's like bubbles that go up to the surface, like people put these little things in to create oxygen inside the tanks so that the fish can breathe. And if you don't know much about fish, you're like, what? Fish breathe underwater? Yeah, they do. Even in the ocean. That's why there's plants in the ocean that create oxygen, blah, blah, blah. So it was at that exact moment when he's questioning me about the filter that I thought, oh no, I don't know if that was plugged in. Oh no, what if they suffocated? So he's looking at me, looking at the fish, looking at me. And my story is making sense. Like, there's no reason why these fish should have died. But in my mind, I am mortified. I'm like, oh my goodness, I think I know how they died now. Because, like, everything was a mystery up until I got to the fish store. I was like, how did all of these fish die? How did 7 fish die in 24 hours? It's unreal. Well, and I had already set up for them. I do not condone anybody to do this. Like, I still feel pretty horrible about it. But he was nice, and he was like, well, since you brought them in the fish tank, maybe you shouldn't get more fish. And I was thinking to myself, that's a good idea, sir. He was like, maybe we'll just look at the fish today, and we'll replace the little one's beta fish, which he did. And you can come back and pick some new fish after you've cleaned out the dead fish water. And I was like, oh, yeah. Cool, because the little tank that she had was, like, big enough for her to carry. And so, yeah, needless to say, I feel so bad. That man, I think he kind of knew, like, because he just, the way he looked at me was like, something's off about this story. And he wasn't wrong for looking at me like that, but also whatever. They did credit us the fish so the girls can go back and get fish, but I just was like, oh my gosh. Fish take a lot of work, and I think people don't realize that. I know I didn't. Also, I lucked out because my husband's fish tank completely set up to a T. The only thing missing were the fish. So, like, I really had nothing to do but turn the fish tank on and put the fish in there. The girls' fish tank, same thing, but I didn't turn their fish tank on. So, And I also didn't teach the 4-year-old, we don't pet fish. Yeah, I guess those trips to SeaWorld didn't help. As in, like, people swimming with the fish, okay? Don't go anywhere crazy with that. Listen, all I care about is that my kids and even the fish are happy and healthy, right? That's all that matters at the end of the day. Thank you for listening and sticking with me. If you want to reach out to me, you surely can. You can at shmykidsareasleep@gmail.com. That's with 3 H's, mykidsareasleep@gmail.com.